1, 160 words per minute. Copyright Court Reporting Help. Ready? I saw the patient Audrey Smith at the request of Mr. David Stein on August 31, 2002. Ms. Smith presented a history to me as follows. Basically, she stated that she was bending over a commode chair at the Larson Memorial Hospital where she works as a psychiatric aide. She felt a popping sensation or sudden pain in her lower back and developed what sounded like a lumbar strain injury. She was treated by a Dr. Martin on 2/27/2001 and several other physicians for lumbosacral strain injury with physical therapy, conservative management, and anti-inflammatory medications, and also, I believe, subsequent to that, had an MRI scan on March 21, 2001. The scan was not available at the time of the exam, nor did she have it with her. The report itself indicated the possibility of central herniation of the L4-5 disc and inconclusive readings as to L5-S1, and there was no other evidence, at least by report, of fracture dislocation or tumor of the lumbar spine. My examination revealed that she had no neurological impairment at the time. She certainly had evidence of a history of a lumbar strain injury and had some discomfort still remaining over the sacroiliac ligaments with depalpation in that area. My findings, along with the history, were consistent with a lumbosacral strain injury, which had fairly well resolved up until that time, although the concern that I had for the future was the study that showed a small structural lesion consistent with a herniated disc at L4-5 and possibly L5-S1. My diagnosis concurred with the previous reports of Drs. Martin and, I believe, Gettings, in that the patient, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, had a lumbosacral strain.